I'm your host, Nate Newman, and as always, I have the illustrious Judge Gonzo with me.
Your favorite foul-mouthed fucking chucklehead from the USA.
Okay, will I get to yell?
Oh, you're going to get to yell.
Well, then it's going to be fun.
8 pints before the ceremony. I'm well and truly stewed, and I know I'm making a mistake.
Have you seen Tombstone?
No.
Hi! You won't even know you're my huckleberry!
G'day, g'day, and welcome to this episode of Not So Secret Dad's Business. So, we're back with another Best Bits episode, part 4, guys. Judge and I weren't able to record an episode this week. I was off at a wedding and pretty busy this weekend, as was Judge. So, we decided to bring you this. So, this week, we got 3 clips for you this week, which have come from a few of our more recent episodes. I think they're awesome clips. I have a good chuckle. Now, this first clip comes from an episode that was recorded on the 3rd of March, 2024, and it's titled, I Think We Broke Judge. Now, this was a fun one because we had Heavy Drop, our safety brief man, on the show for this episode, and both him and Judge absolutely roasted me for the movies that I hadn't seen. Now, this clip, It was interesting because, I mean, it wasn't just them that roasted me, but I got roasted for a good week from our listeners sending in messages. So have a listen to this and tell us what you think. In any case, me being behind the fucking eight ball, okay, this week, for the first time, I saw what I've always heard is a cult classic. I watched Goodfellas.
You just... now saw fucking... Wait. Dude, look at Rob's face. It looks like you just kicked this puppy, man. Go get your fucking shine box, Nate. God damn it.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Dude, I only saw Full Metal Jacket for the first time a couple of years ago. I still have never seen Pulp Fiction.
That one, look, man, it's a cult classic. I get it, but...
it's kind of like Clockwork Orange. It's a cult classic, but it's like one that, all right.
Honestly, if you've seen Reservoir Dogs, it's better than Pulp Fiction anyway.
Yeah.
By far.
I've not seen Reservoir Dogs.
So you don't, dude, what? All right, guys, this is Not So Secret Dad's Business. I quit the show, so I'm out. See you later.
Fucking Judge is speechless. What the fuck's going on?
Oh, no, Joe, did we hit a deer on the way here? He's stabbing fucking a dude in the trunk. That's great fucking food, right, man.
How about Casino? Have you seen Casino?
Dude, if he hasn't seen fucking Goodfellas, he ain't seen Casino.
No, I haven't seen Casino. Yeah. I haven't seen The Godfather.
Have you seen a Bronx Tale?
No. Judge is out. He's gone. I think I broke him.
Hang on, he's getting on a plane right now. He's coming over there to beat you.
What the fuck? Let me stretch out my shorts for this shit.
Fucking, let me stretch out my fucking socks.
Yeah, hang on, he's going to be on the next flight over there. You'll see him in about 18 hours. Get ready for your ass whooping.
Rob, let me ask a question. You open up a car door, your girl gets in. When you walk around the back window, what do you check for?
Make sure no one's in the back seat.
No, you watch to see if she leans over to unlock the door.
Nah, probably. Actually, if I have, I don't remember. I'm gonna have to check the movie hard drive.
When he goes in and it's all the bikers in the room and they're trying to talk shit, and he locks the door. He's like,
"Yeah,
now you guys can't get out." Oh,
sorry. Yep. All right. Yeah. I remember it now. I'm gonna have to rewatch.
Okay, wait. Let's give Nate the Sarah test because Sarah's got a bunch of movies she's never seen on her phone. Let's see what movies Nate has seen and what he hasn't seen. So if there's anyone in the chat or anyone fucking, we could just spend the day making fun of Nate. Hold on real quick. Hold on.
I think he's going to pull up a list.
I'm pulling up a list, but I had to mute you because I was yelling for Sarah to send me the list. Okay. But all right. Monty Python, The Search for the Holy Grail.
Oh, fuck yeah. Obviously.
Okay. With big snarling teeth. Fucking movie is so good. Goonies. Yeah, you've seen Goonies. I'm sorry. What the fuck are we doing right now?
Maybe When I Was a Kid.
S- Sarah's like, you ain't seen the Goonies from the other fucking room. Dude, my son has seen the fucking Goonies. Get it, Rob. Give him one.
Shawshank Redemption.
No.
Oh, my fucking Christ. Oh. Wait. I know you have. Have you seen Blazing Saddles, Spaceballs?
I've seen Spaceballs. I've never seen Blazing Saddles.
You've never... Dude, Blazing Saddles is a fucking staple of comedy, dude.
Oh, I know about it. I've just never seen it, man.
The sheriff is a fool. Fucking movie is so good, dude.
Like, look, I used to love watching a lot of movies, but it's just like, again, I'm like this popularity guy where if it's popular, I'm like, whatever. But like I say, I just watched Goodfellas, and I was like, it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be.
Arlie Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
Oh, yeah, dude, I know he's never seen that before.
No,
definitely.
Have you seen Tombstone?
No.
You don't even know you're my Huckleberry.
Tombstone is on my list.
Dude. All right. Here's the ones that Sarah has not seen, right?
Yep.
Fight Club.
Oh, I've seen Fight Club.
Right. Okay. Yeah, all right.
That's such a good movie. Love that movie.
The original It with Tim Curry.
No, I've not seen. I haven't seen either of the It's.
Okay.
Tommyknockers.
I've read the book, but I've not seen the movie. Tommyknockers was a good movie. I remember watching that when I was like 7 or 8.
Fuck. Have you seen Tommyknockers? And not
but you
like,
haven't seen It.
Jesus Christ. He's like, yeah, I've seen The Langoliers.
And the fucked up thing about it is, oh, The Langoliers, that's a good one, man. Love The Langoliers.
of all the shit. He's like, oh, I've seen that one.
No, but like, I'm a huge Stephen King buff, right? I love Stephen King. So like The Langoliers, Tommyknockers, Desperation.
Oh my God.
Pet Sematary, Carrie. I haven't seen Christine. I haven't seen It.
You know, have you seen Scarface?
I watched Scarface for the first time about 3 years ago.
All right. I'll tell you what. Moving forward, don't tell us when you saw it. We want to assume that you've seen it multiple times many fucking years ago. Have you seen the original Top Gun?
The first one with Iceman.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer, Tom Cruise. Yeah, man. Yeah. That was one of my all-time favorites.
Wait, did you see Maverick? Rob, you've seen Maverick, right?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, my dude, it is. I swear to God, it's one of the best movies I've ever fucking seen.
It was good. I kind of thought it was a little predictable.
Well, yeah, but the scenes, like the air battles in that were fucking nuts. That fucking movie was so good, dude. Have you seen Demolition Man?
Possibly. I don't know. I don't know.
Illuminate.
Deluminate. Dude, it's Wesley Snipes going into the future as a serial killer and Sly going in the future as a cop because he had to unleash one.
Okay,
to
no,
the
I was thinking Denzel Washington, but that's, I'm thinking a Man on Fire.
No,
he doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
He don't even know what the fucking three seashells are, dog.
Dude, I keep seeing that fucking meme, and I'm like, what the fuck are the three seashells, man? What am I missing? Is this a puzzle?
Man, motherfucker, that's what you're missing.
Okay, so I've not seen Demolition Man.
You should just start writing these down. You're gonna have to like watch these.
Yeah, I've lost my pen. I'll have to, but I'm gonna have to go back through this when I edit. And
yeah,
just,
you're gonna have to listen to this later. And
oh, dude, everyone, listen. If anyone is listening now or gets this afterwards, forget rating the show. Under review the show, I want you to yell at Nate. I want you to yell at Nate for his fucking sheltered movie, fucking childhood and adulthood, telling me sucks. Then rate the show a star because he doesn't deserve to get 5.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Okay.
I ate his liver with a nice Chianti and some fava beans. Rambo. Yeah, you've seen Rambo, right?
No.
Wait, which one? Which Rambo?
First one.
Has he even seen any of them?
No, none of them. Not a Rambo. I don't even
have you
think
seen Rocky?
I've seen. No, I haven't seen Rocky either.
You've never seen Rocky?
I've seen clips of it and all that sort of shit. Obviously, it's a classic, but I've never sat
maybe
down
we'll
and watched
go a
it.
Couple of rounds and maybe we won't. Adrian!
I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. There's no tomorrow.
Get up, you bum. Get up, you bum, because Mickey loves you.
Hey, look, I've seen half of Die Hard 100 times. I've never finished Die Hard.
Look, man, it's not Christmas until Hans Gruber falls off Nakatomi Plaza.
Son of a bitch. Fucking judge, I've broken him. I've fucking broke him. How have I... I feel so bad. I feel terrible now. I'm sorry, Judge. Forgive me.
I didn't take my headphones this much for the fucking Ace fan.
No, I don't think I've ever broken you like this.
Hey, how stretched out are your shorts right now?
He's already lost two fucking layers.
Dude, I stretched them out so much, they're pants right now. Like, literally, they're fucking pants. Wait, you've seen Monster Squad, right? You don't know. You don't know what a Wolfman's got in arms, dude.
Oh my God. The Untouchables.
Untouchables, right?
Yeah, I've seen Untouchables.
He's lying. That's a lying motherfucking answer. You see?
He's just gonna start. He's gonna start saying yes, and then he's gonna be like, "Yeah, I saw that one."
Golden Child.
Yes, I've seen the Golden Child. That's Eddie Murphy.
I want
right?
the knife, please. Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I always thought it was great. Okay, now I'm going to wash thy holy penis, Your Highness. She drops under the water.
I am. No, that's coming to America.
Oh, is that coming to America? Golden Child,
oh,
the other one.
For fuck's
yes,
sake.
But I have seen Golden Child. I'm confusing shit. It's been so
My
long.
My sweet brother Numsy. God damn, dude, you're missing out. Wait a minute. I will quit the fucking show right now. I will turn this fucking thing off. Nate, have you ever seen Big Trouble in Little China?
And that's our show for today, guys. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh,
I'm out.
God. All right, hey, look, while Nate's gone, me and you are just going to, we're just going to go ahead and take over the show. Nate, you're not allowed back until you watch the movies, and we're going to have to quiz you on this. All right, so from that here out, it's just me, it's me and Judge.
Now, this next clip that I've got for you has been a popular one. I've been told by several listeners that this is possibly one of their favorite stories that have been told on this podcast so far. So this clip comes from an episode that was released on the 1st of April, 2024. And it's titled The Dry Rub. Now, if you've already heard the episode, you know what this is about. If you haven't, strap in, get ready for a chuckle.
Nate, that was a question I was going to bring up. I think I talked. So, you know, because Sarah and I in the pro. Oh, because we're going to Budapest in November.
Oh,
we
nice.
We decided to. Yeah, dude. And we're bringing Hunter. It's going to be fucking good time. We are not being careful with not having a kid. Like, now we might be a little bit more so because she doesn't want to be, you know, multi-months pregnant, going around fucking hungry. Are you and Christine ever thinking about another kid? I know your situation's a little bit different, but were you thinking about, because I thought at one point you said you wanted to. Have you guys even talked about that yet? Or I'm sorry, re-brought it up, because I know you said you wanted to re-bring it up with her, but I never got to follow up and ask.
Yeah, we've gotten to the point where we've given up on that, just because it's not happening, you know.
Because hers and yours, right? Because you said she has something going on, and you got Homer Simpson sperm and shit.
Yeah, we've both got fertility issues, and so it's just not been working in our favor. When we did our massive spring clean, we let go of all the baby stuff. Like, we
no
were so
shit,
set
really?
On having another baby that we still had all Eli's stuff in storage under the stairs from when he was a baby. We had the crib, we had the high chair, we had the change table. Like, I
oh,
mean,
so you were hardcore,
fucking
like, fuck it,
everything.
Let's hold on. Yeah.
We had all the baby toys, all the baby clothes. We still had the bottle warmer, the fucking, the whole lot. So we've just recently let that go and come to the conclusion that, hey, we're not getting younger. Yeah, we'd like to give Eli a sibling, but that looks highly unlikely. So the next thing that we can do is
a dog. Give... a skin dog.
Well, we're trying for a skin dog, so I guess, yeah, fur baby, we have to go
that's
for.
That's right. Fuck.
And so, yeah, we're now just at a point where, fuck it, going to give Eli experiences. And so this is where
that's awesome.
We're saving up to go to London. We're hoping to go next year for Christine's sister's birthday. If it doesn't work out, we'll go on our own. I don't know, sometime next year, 2025.
Okay.
So if we can do that, we will. Otherwise, we're going to go on our own. We're going to, while we're in London, we've already got it worked out. We're going to go to France.
Right.
And Christine turned around. She goes, hey, just spitballing here. She goes, while we're in France, do you want to take a day trip to Normandy? And Eli goes, what? Normandy? Can we go to the beaches? I want to see where World War II was. All of this stuff. Because the kid, he loves World War II.
He loves war stuff, yeah.
So we're gonna do that, and then in a few years, the next trip after that is the US as well. We want to, but that's there's so much in the States I want to see. There's gonna be like two or three different fucking trips. But that being said, when we make it to the States, we're gonna have to hire a tour bus, dude, and deck it out as a podcast studio. All of our families just on the bus. We'll go on the road across America and just podcast
podcast across America. That could actually be pretty fun. We're going to Budapest in November, and then Howie wants us to come out and do Christmas in England, which is obviously the next month. That's something that I would save now for and just put the shit aside, because that's a cool experience for the kid, man. He's never been. He wants to fucking go. Howie would like, yes, we would do some London shit, but like Plymouth is beautiful. So we'd, and besides, it's 2 hours, man. Like, you can't, like, people in fucking England can swim the channel and get to like France. Like, it's not exactly like your sense of travel is not like ours. Like, you could, like, I remember a comedian said, he's like, you could drive for 10 hours and still be in Texas. Like, that covers pretty much all the fucking UK. But
in the UK, you drive for 10 hours and you go through 15 different fucking countries.
Yeah, yeah. So I know we want to do that. Even if it's back-to-back, I think that'd be really cool. So Hunter can get, I don't know, I think Christmas in another fucking country and shit like that, especially there, I think that'd be really cool. I'm hoping that I'm not old enough or too old that my shit's not working. Like, I know, because we've tried a couple times and it's not like we haven't been careful. And I know it's hard as it is. Like, it doesn't always just happen unless you're fucking fertile as shit. But a couple of times I'm like, wow, really? Like, that time didn't fucking take. And I know for Hunter, it took, like, we fucked around a lot and it still took a while. And I'm like, fuck, maybe it's me.
Have you ever thought of having your sperm checked?
Well, I'm going to. That's going to be the next step, at least for me. I know she's fine. I think it'll break her heart, though, if we can't have a fucking kid. But I know science can step in and be like, we're just going to do this. We're going to mix this up, pick A and B and fucking away you go. Because I know she wants to, and I want to have another kid too. I just don't think, I don't know. Like, if I was a betting man, I'm going to assume that the reason why it hasn't been happening is because I'm fucking 43 and, you know, shit is like I'm hanging out here soon. It's going to start to fucking go back down again. So, and I know guys can have kids way later. Like, I know the female cutoff is pretty hardcore.
Well, shit, my old man, he's in his 70s now, and he's got a teenage daughter. You know, like, so, yeah, absolutely. Like, my old man's living proof that, yeah, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can still be making babies, man. So, yeah, I wouldn't be cutting it off too soon, but I would definitely say go to your local fertility clinic or whatever and have those swimmers checked out.
I can't jerk off in a cup, dude. Like, they're going to put me in a room and be like, there's Pornhub. I don't know if I can do that. Like, how come I can't do it here and bring it there? Like, you can't give me an at-home kit?
I was given that option, actually. And I said, if you're within, like, if you can deliver it within half an hour of collecting it, you can do it at home. And I said, but I'm more than half an hour drive. And they said, well, you'll have to come into the clinic and do it.
Why is that so fucking funny to me, dude? They're like, all right, look, this is your mileage. If you get here in a half hour, you're still fucking Nate's there with like a Dixie cup. He's like, I'm coming. Literally, figuratively.
But I will tell you, I'll tell you the what, the worst part about that, and I'm sorry for the ladies in the chat about to hear this, but the downside to that is...
Nate's got a turkey baster next to him. He's like, we're coming, motherfuckers.
But the thing is, you can't even, like, spit in your hand and go for it, right? It's a dry wank. And so, yeah, it's... That, I think that's the hardest part of it. Like you can't use lubricant, can't spit in your hand. You just got to have a dry wank and hope you don't start a fire, man. Fuck, we lost it
again.
They just
put you in a room and they're like, here's a magazine and tell us when you're done? You're just sitting in a room like, all right, let me, like, that's so fucking weird, man.
Well, it was really interesting. They let me into this room and there's a table and two chairs. And then there was like another room off to the side with a sliding door. And so they would leave the main room so I could go into the smaller room, right? But again, what bothered me as well was like this big, comfy leather seat. And I'm thinking, how many guys have bare-assed sitting in this chair?
Oh, God, yeah, dude.
And so then I'm dealing with that as well. I'm like, how do I Pornhub? I'm going to have to work something out,
dude,
man.
I'm fucking weeping. That's fucking, the table and two chairs. It was like...
Yeah, because once I came out, I rang the bell to let them know that I was done.
Right.
They came in and then sat down at the table. I've got a cup of a nice hot load sitting on the table. And they're like, okay, let's go through this paperwork together and make sure everything's all lined up.
And you're just sitting there with your swimmers on the table? You're just like, hey,
cup,
man.
Yeah, a cup of sperm just sitting on the table and me and the nurse are having a chat.
Dude, you're still... You're still sweating a little bit from.
I did. I think I said that as well. Hey, can we turn on the air conditioner in here? So it's a bit warm, man. Like, my heart's still fucking racing.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. That was awesome. Yeah, like, that's what I'm worried about. Like, no, wait. Could Christine go in with you and be like, let me fucking give him a Hummer and shit? Like, are you allowed to get help? Or do they give you like a fleshlight, or is it just a dry rub?
Well,
like,
I went by myself. I didn't think Christine could be too much help. I mean, she could have been, but I don't know if they would have allowed her in there. But like you say, can you get like a gobby or something? No, you can't. Because again, the saliva, the lubricant, whatever, it fucks up the sample. So you've literally got to have a dry rub and get nothing but the product in the cup.
All right, so even if you do it at home, but at least if you're at home, you got your 80-inch TV, she could be like jiggling your balls or stick a finger in your asshole or something. help out a little bit. If you're just in that room, you're like, my brain would be like, right now there's like doctors and nurses passing by. There's a dude in another room. You hear him like, ugh. I'm like, I don't want to. It'll feel like I'm just jerking off in prison. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, the material they had there as well was fantastic. I think there was a magazine, a Hustler from 2002, possibly a Penthouse from 1998. You know, like it was vintage stuff.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it was fucking vintage, man. So like, you know, you had a little bit of Bush, you had a little bit of Knight, yeah, and then I was like, fuck it, man. I've got my phone, Pornhub.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, oh my God, that's weird. And you know, when you're going in and you're like, hey, I'm here to jerk off in a cup.
But that's the thing. Like, the nurse calls my name and I stand up in the waiting room. She's leading me down the corridor. Like, everybody's watching you. Like, yeah, they know what I'm about to go do. You know?
Go get it.
It's not totally horrible, but it's one of those things where it's like,
yeah, I don't know I might have to do it at home and then do my best fucking Dom Toretto impression and fucking speed over the thing, throw it in the fucking in the leave-in overnight thing. Yeah. I'm out of here.
And lastly, we're going to leave you with this clip. Now, this clip is from an episode titled Our Best Fucking Episode Yet, and it was recorded and released on the 10th of March 2024. Now, in this clip, We sort of got the people in the chat from our live stream involved, and we asked what was the coolest thing, or what is the coolest thing that you can think of that you would put into your house? Like, money's not an issue whatsoever. What's the coolest thing that you'd put in your house? And thanks to our listener, Jai, we have decided that a lazy river is exactly what is needed. So sit back, check out this last clip for this episode. If you have a moment, tell us exactly what you would put in your house that would be better than anything else and just be the coolest shit ever.
Let me tell you about something we saw when we were searching for a fucking house, okay? I saw one that was that could have been haunted. The pictures that they took of it, the pictures of the living room had a puddle that ran from one side of the room to the other. These are the pictures that took of the house. It was reduced. The house was reduced. It was falling apart. They took pictures like the paint didn't even match. We're talking fuck a renovation. This thing needs to be fucking bulldozed. Would you like to take a gamble on how much this fucking house was?
Taking into account
current market, yep,
conversion, all that sort of thing, I'm going to throw it out there at, say, $700,000 US.
No, it was $325,000, reduced to $300,000.
Okay.
But it was, guy, I'm telling you, it was a dumpster with windows. And then I saw another house for $7.8 million. That's too much motherfucking house. Mm. Like, no one needs that fucking much house. Guess what the estimated monthly fucking, the estimated monthly mortgage payment on his house was?
That'd be about $53,000
a month. $53,000 a month. And I'm just like,
$5,300 or $53,000?
No. $53,000
a month.
Three zeros. Yeah.
But it's a $300,000 house, right?
No, it's a $7.5 million house. This was the second one.
The second one. Sorry.
And it's just like, and listen, I saw a picture. It's beautiful. It's palatial. It's got like the two wrap up like staircases that go. It's got 8 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms. There's an indoor pool in it. It's awesome. Who needs that much house? Like, here's what I'm saying. Unless you have, I don't know. It just seems like a lot of house. Like, you need that many fucking bedrooms? Like, why are you, but like, if you got money, spend it. I'm not saying that. But why would you want to now heat and outfit a bunch of bedrooms you're not even going to be in? Like, why are you getting that much house?
Yeah, look.
Like, who the fuck needs that much house?
We're in a 3-bedroom duplex. This is ideal for us. Eli's got his room. We've got our room. I've got my studio here.
Right.
You know, and this is my spot. I'm gonna have to start buying some cabinets soon. I saw you talking about them on Amazon. I'm gonna have to because I've got too much Lego. It's taking up all the room in here. But this is ideal. And I don't need a massive house to fucking clean. Like, if you've got rooms that don't get used, they're still getting dusty. And you've got to clean rooms that you are not using. Bro. Like, I don't have time for that.
That's what I'm saying. But if you're a brain surgeon, you've been doing it for fucking 2 decades, and you got money like that, and you're like, I'm going to flex and buy a big-ass house. How many of those rooms are you actually using? Like, why is it the big house flex and not like the... You made an architectural design of your own house and it's exactly what you need. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, these houses weren't built for these people, I imagine. But like, I only need, say, like 3 bedroom, you know, a couple guests and shit come over. But the other ones I'd want to make myself, right? Like a 3-tiered library, one of them fucking ladder joints and shit. Yeah. Like, I would want my hand in making the actual house. So let me ask you and the people in the fucking chat, which should give really fucking good answers. You have the ability to make your own house, right? Like, someone comes in, they're like, okay, you're allowed to put whatever, like, you tell us what you want. We're going to make that room for you. Your ideal house, what is the one room in your house that you're like, it needs one of these, blank. Try to not make it like a movie theater. Try not to make it a swimming pool. Make it something that is that when people walk in, they're like, this is some Nate ass shit right here. And it goes for everyone else that's in the chat too. You get an opportunity to make your own house. What is the one room just for you that when people come over, like, you got to see this shit?
You know what, for me, and I know this is going to be out of left field,
Firstly, kangaroo pen.
Rob signed a war room, and that I would expect nothing less from Rob.
Yeah,
a fucking no war shit. Room.
Wait, wait, wait. Does it have like a gun range? Like, is that what he means? Or does he mean like set up like a war room?
I reckon
like,
he just big... have all his guns across the wall and shit. That'd no, for me, cool, it nobody would fucking see it. It would be purely for me. And it would be to have a heated toilet seat and heated floor in the bathroom as well.
Heated floor so is dope.
That way, in the first, like the middle of the night, I'm not walking on cold tiles and being jarred awake and shit.
Right.
And that, I guess that's just like a little thing that just for convenience. For me, I'd be just like decking out a massive studio, dude. I'd be decking out a massive studio, fucking screens across the wall and having my glass cabinets with all my Lego and shit. I think that's what it would be, just like a glorified man cave.
I want one room to be like yes, a gym, right? Like a cool gym, but also have like ball pits. And like American Ninja Warrior, but fun stuff. Oh, fuck no. You know what the room I want? Remember American Gladiators, the show?
Yeah.
The guy who sits up top with the guns and he's shooting the balls.
Yes,
and
you gotta try and hit the target above him. Yeah.
What? Imagine inviting people to over a house to be like, dude, you got a basketball court? Motherfucker, I got better. They put on a helmet, fucking knee pads and shit, and you're just up there going, all right. Ready, and you got to shoot people with fucking, like, that'd be dope. That's something where people like, no other people, you got to see this guy's house. You will never fucking believe what this person
American Gladiators in your house. Yeah.
Fuck yes, dude. Like, that'd be awesome. Also, something for the collection as a whole, like a museum where I can display everything. But that'd be dope.
Oh, okay. We're getting some fucking wicked ideas.
Do it.
In the chat. So, Shannon said, where are we? She'd want a nerd room. Like D&D, LARP, books, Funko Pops, giant-ass TVs, gaming computers, all the consoles, old and new, and definitely...
That's fucking, yeah, like just a big-ass nerd room. Yeah, yep. Dude, that's awesome.
And Jai was saying that she wants a lazy river and a swim-up bar. So,
that,
you know, having a lazy river with a swim-up bar all the way through it, that would be fucking really cool.
Can you imagine... They build inside your house, like all around your house and like zigzags, a fucking lazy river. Son, I think that one wins, man. Like, that's some shit, dude. Imagine, like, I just had a tough day at work. Where are you going? Lazy river. And you get to, like, literally pass by each one of your areas. If you step off, there's, like, a little place to, like, dry off and shit, yeah. Like that. You go, and that's how you get around your fucking house?
Wake up first thing in the morning, jump in the lazy river, out of the bedroom, into the kitchen.
Like, I know that Shannon and pretty much everyone in there has friends that play like the 40K. They make some amazing terrains. Imagine going into a room that's got like a bunch of like a nerd, like fucking like a hangar that's just got like a bunch of different terrains and shit. That'd be cool as shit too. Like, that's what I'm saying. I want to know what my friends want to put in. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you want a stage and shit like that? But that lazy river joint, like, that's awesome. I also want a floor with like a shark tank underneath. Like, that'd be dope.
Cool. Yep. Right? I love Rob's latest idea as well. And that would be actually really cool. He wants hallways big enough to race go-karts through. So then make all the main traffic parts of your house a go-kart track and just fucking jump in and around the fucking house. How good would
that
be?
That's fucking good, man. God damn it. That's really good.
Oh,
and like a
maybe a water slide from the second to the first floor.
The water slide's always the way to go. The water slide is always the way to go. And all the bathrooms need to be outfitted with the three seashells. You won't get that joke, but everyone else in the fucking chat will.
I had to Google it.
You can't even Google it because no one knows how the three seashells works. That's the beauty.
I saw a theory, but I don't know.
They're out there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I can't imagine like getting the...
How about a roller coaster? It's kind of like the lazy river idea, but like you get in it from one spot. But would that get boring? No, I mean, I guess the more people that come over, right?
Yeah. So I'm getting roasted again already. Nate doesn't know about the three seashells work. And Rob's doesn't. Motherfucker. I've just spent last week getting roasted about this
shit. Hey, guys, for just joining... Rob's never seen the entire, I mean, fuck it. Nate's never seen the entirety of Die Hard. He hasn't even seen the ending of Die Hard, the best part of a fucking movie. Haven't even seen it. You name movies. Right now, you motherfuckers put movies in there, and I guarantee 90% of them he hasn't seen. But he's going to have a lot of cool ones to watch, though.
Yeah, and Josh said, I would just let a seven-year-old wild in designing the house.
That would actually be really cool, too. Idea. Yeah.
Because you go to kids and you're like, what's that one? You ask the same question, what's the one room? And they've drawn shit like, I'd have a room made out of pizza. You know, that would be cool.
Hunter said that. When I said, like, what would your ideal room be? He had a water slide going from his window to the pool outside. I'm like, see, man, adults, like, we're like so dead inside that like we wouldn't think of that shit. Like, people are coming up with great shit now, but like, that's when your brain is just like, what, it's the summertime? I'm going to put on my shit, open up the window, bing, all the way down. That'd be fucking great, man.
See, now I could see you actually setting up like a comic book store in your house.
I would set up something with like movable displays, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd have all your collectibles as you do, and they're right there in the middle of the room. You'd have the benches or the desk, whatever the fuck, all your comic books in there so you can fucking flip through.
Yep, I was thought about what that would look like.
Put a counter in there. You can stand back there and be like, you know, oh, look at me. Yeah. I'm a co-owner of Fat Moose or something like that.
See, but that's a never-ending thing because then it's like, what do you want? I want all 52 Iron Man armors. Fucking start them up. I get the wall and everything. And it's like, but that never ends. Like, I couldn't just win the lottery. I would need to somehow now become a billionaire because that's the only way that works because there's always something new that's coming out. Yeah. If you put in a lazy river, that's a one shot. Like, you might have to get it fixed and stuff every once in a while. Once you put that in, you're good. And that water's like heated too. Can you imagine that shit, man? And like the one room you go through is like glass. So you're in like a tube so you can see the outside. Motherfucker, what? I'm sleeping over Jai's house this summer. Everyone's coming over to Lazy River.
And that's it for this week, guys. Thanks for joining us for Best Bits Part 4. If you want to join us in the chat with our live episodes, we will be back next week. You can tune in if you're in the States at Saturday, 9 p.m. EST. Or if you're in Australia, you can join us at 11 a.m. Sunday, Australian Eastern Standard Time. We'd love to see you in the chat. We'd love to have a laugh with you and just hang out and have you contribute to the episode, as you've heard in a few clips from today anyway. So, look, we love you guys and we're out of here. Peace. Thanks for listening to the show. You can follow the podcast as well on social media at Not So Secret Dad's Business or on our website, notsosecretdadsbusiness.com. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please rate and review the show. It helps more than you realize.